Hey there everyone, this is Noah Garcia, the host of NG Unplugged. So today let's talk about leadership imprisonment. Do not let the title of leader define you, or any title that implies or suggests leadership define you. And let's get into this. So what are titles? What are titles to you? What does the title father mean to you? What does the title mother mean? Son, daughter, manager, business owner, executive, expert, leader. And these are just some examples of titles, but what do they mean to you? When you hear somebody say father, what defines a father? Does that title of father define you, or do who you are defines the title of father? If you're a father, if you're a mother, does that title define you, or do you define what it means to be a mother, a significant other, a boyfriend, girlfriend, spouse? To be a leader, does that define you? Or do you define what it means to be a leader? Does society, groups, politicians, peers, do others decide what defines a title? Just because somebody writes a definition for a title, does that mean that that is how you're supposed to be molded and fit that definition of what it means to be a leader, to be whatever that title is defined as? In general, yes, there's norms out there about titles, what it means to fit in that title, that role. But each and every one of you are unique. You're unique. Who makes you you? Your value. You bring that to the title. You bring that uniqueness. So there are fathers of all shapes and sizes. There are fathers of all different walks of life, different beliefs, different ways of thinking. The same with mothers, sons, daughters, owners, executives. And sometimes a lot of us, we get caught up with the titles and we place too much emphasis on them that we forget who we are and how we're the ones that define the titles. And so we become prisoners to titles. And in this podcast, specifically to the title of leader, to any titles that imply leadership, we're like, okay, I'm now an executive, I'm now the COO, the CFO, I'm now the CEO, I'm now the VP, I'm now the lead, and so this is the title. And so then we get all excited about it when we're new and fresh in that role, and that title can sometimes change us because, oh well, I gotta fit that mold, I gotta be what everyone else thinks a leader should be, I gotta be what everyone else thinks a manager should be, a father should be, a daughter should be. And when people go outside the norm of what the norm, what I call what everyone expects in general, when you have a leader that appears to be eccentric or different than what the general belief is of what a leader should be, people say, oh, well, that's not what a leader does. That's not what a leader should be. Or that's not what a dad does. Or that's not what a mom does, or how they should act. That's not how a manager should be. And yes, there are professional norms and stuff with being a leader and certain responsibilities and accountability and all that. I'm not talking about all that. And yes, it does relate. But what I'm talking about is how we get so focused on titles that we forget we are the ones, you that are listening are the ones that define your title. If you're an analyst, if you're an accountant, if you're a stockbroker, whatever your title is, yes, there's certain items and responsibilities that come with those roles, but you bring your personality, you bring who you are, your value, your uniqueness to that title, to that role. And so when you become imprisoned by those titles and shackled by leadership titles, it can lead over time to resentment, because then you start getting disappointed, you start getting frustrated, because you feel that you're enslaved by the title, that you can't do anything else. And so then you feel you're not able to come alive, you're not able to bring your uniqueness and do that. And there are those that will take the risk, that will not let the titles define them, and we'll go over that in a little bit. Even once you become imprisoned by titles and it leads to that resentment, that frustration, it could even lead to misuse. You can misuse your title. You can misuse your role of a leader, of that position, that title that you have achieved and attained. Remember, anyone can be a leader regardless of their title. When you achieve a certain level and attain a title that indicates leadership, that is not the time to think you made it. That's part of the beginnings, that early stage of your leadership. Once you've attained that first title of leadership, and yes, the titles will look good on your resume, and we as humans often define ourselves, you define yourself at times, I define myself at times by them. We put them on our resume and it looks good. And we're captivated by those titles and those positions. And people look at your resumes. People look at what you've accomplished. But once you get past the title, you get to know the person. You get to know the individual. You get to know yourself. And realize that your uniqueness, your value, your experiences, your skill set, all who makes you you, brings that element to that role, to that title. How do you not become a prisoner of titles? How do you break loose from the shackles of leadership, title, imprisonment? Realize that anyone can be a leader, regardless of titles. Realize your value, who you are, defines you, defines your title, your role. Of course, within the construct of, you know, your responsibilities, not going beyond your scope of practice and all these other things. What makes a dad a dad? What makes a mom a mom? What makes a leader and so forth? Do you, in your personal life, in your role as sibling, spouse, father, mother, friend, nephew, niece, uncle, aunt, what, grandma, grandpa, whatever it may be, do you allow society depictions of what it means to be one of those titles or roles? Or do you bring who you are, your element, your uniqueness to that? You have people where you may know, they're like, oh yeah, that's my crazy aunt or uncle, or yeah, that's my serious aunt or uncle, or cousin or nephew or friend. Yeah, they're my friend's crazy, and my or my friend, and you're looking at who they are, and you might say, oh yeah, my friend's out there. He's not like all my other friends. Well, what defines a friend? What defines the roles, the titles? Just because someone is different doesn't mean they're not a friend, doesn't mean they're not a father, a mother, and so forth. And how do you also, and to add to this, how do you not become a prisoner of titles? You take risks. You take those risks that put you outside your comfort zone of that leadership role, of that leader title. And I'm not saying aimlessly just go out there and willy-nilly do whatever. No. Look at where you're at, look at the challenges that are there, and say, okay, these are what society, these are the norms of this business that I work for, or the business that I own, and this is what the overall definition in general, what the expectations are of a leadership role, of a leadership title. And so once you have that general thing, you could say, okay, where can I take risks to go further than what that entails? If I want to be this great leader, if you want to be a great leader, if you want to be a great an example of a father, a mother, son in your own uniqueness, you're going to need to get out of that comfort zone of allowing everyone else to dictate what it means to be one of those titles, what it means to be in that role, in that capacity. Risk, it will take risk. Because if we just stay within the construct of the definition, you're limiting yourself. And I'm not saying go out there and just be rebellious into all what everyone says. I'm saying take those risks, look at where you can extend your boundaries, where you can push yourself and show forth your value and your uniqueness to bring out that greatness of what it means to be a leader, what it means to be within one of those titles. We have many titles all at once. You may be at work in your leadership role and be the CEO, be that department sales manager, whatever it may be, network marketing guru leading your team. But at the same time, you have the hats, you have the titles of whether you're a father, a mother, a friend, all these titles that I've mentioned earlier. And you're shifting yourself between titles, between roles. And sometimes it could be in an instant because you get a phone call on your break, and then you're like, you switch over to the title of that role, and then you come back from break or lunch and you switch back to the title of the leader role. And so we're constantly, I think, in a state of fluidity with our titles, with our roles. And sometimes you can get caught up in all of the titles and all that, that we forget about ourselves, that we forget of the value. And this goes back to my constant theme of value that you bring to all these situations, and then today specifically to the titles that you're given. So today's a short episode, but I want you to just wanted to get to the point. Do not let titles imprison you. So be you, be true to you, and remember your value. Remember you matter, and no one can take that away from you. So take some tidbits from today. apply them however you see fit, and tie this back into all my previous episodes. And until next time, take care and have a great rest of the week.